A reading from Luke 4:1-4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone."
Jesus' answer comes from Deuteronomy, but I want to focus on this preparation. He's full of the Holy Spirit, but the preparation is not complete. He has to go through this process to kind of a testing, very much like Job, where the power of the Holy Spirit in him is going to be tested by the world in the form of the devil, Satan. And the first is, after 40 days of fasting, Jesus is hungry, and so he's offered bread by the devil, but with a hook. If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. He, by answering that, I mean, he's falling into the devil's trap, the way the devil wants him to answer it.
There's so much happening here. Jesus has just been baptized by the Holy Spirit, and he's moving into his ministry. And we have one of these assumptions is, if we're filled with the Holy Spirit, then we'll kind of have everything go easy for us. But it's interesting that the first assignment is to be led into the desert to be tempted. And as I look at this, here is a temptation of provision. Will God be his provider as he moves through this ministry, or will he be tempted to provide for himself? You and I were in the area near the hills where Jesus would have been walking in this time, and we saw all the stones that covered the side of the hill, little round stones, very similar to the round loaves of bread. Here he is hungry, and the enemy comes to him at his point of weakness. And there would have been nothing wrong with finding bread for himself. But there is that test. I think you capture it. There's a hook. Prove that you're the Son of God.
Prove. That's a key word.
You know, do a little dance before me. And in this suggestion of a miracle of provision, will he allow God to name him as the Son of God, or will he do things to name himself as the Son of God?
The of course, bread will show up many, many times. You know, feeding of the 4,000 fish and bread, but here it is so critical that Jesus. To me, beyond critical, it's very interesting how he chooses to answer. He goes to Scripture, and when we're tempted in our daily lives, and I this sounds like application, but I think we always have to realize that this has permanent application, not only in this case, but all the cases that came before and all the cases that will come after in our own lives. And one of the things I thought of here is how easy it is to make bread my God, my stomach my God, rather than have it as it in its proper place in my life.
Anything in the material can get in the way of something deeper spiritually that God wants to do in our lives.